Thank you very much, Simeon. It's a great delight to be here, to be on this panel. Thanks for the World Bank for organizing it. You know, all the big chiefs are here on agriculture, so I'm in good company with my senior brother, Dr. Kanayom Wanze, and of course, there's Eno from FAO. Also, good to see my great brother from CGIAR days, former DG of CIMIC, but here, but also the minister, and of course, NEPAD and everybody else. So this is good company, and I'm glad that the Minister of Finance joined us also, so that we are not just talking to each other about agriculture. Well, first, a couple of things I just wanted to say is that when it comes to agriculture, obviously I am very, very big on agriculture for good reason. First is, agriculture is what Africa has going for it. And therefore, as Africa deals today with the issue of global commodity price instability, variability, and all of that, what is clear is that Africa must diversify, diversify, diversify. Issue is, where is it going to diversify into? Where it must diversify into is agriculture. I think the evidence is very, very clear. We have roughly 65% of all the arable land to feed us by 2050, not in Asia, not in Latin America, not anywhere else, but actually in Africa. So what we do with African agriculture is going to determine how we all feed ourselves by 2050. That's 9 billion people. So African agriculture, therefore, must be more productive, must be more modernized, must be more of wealth-creating sector. And I think my senior brother, Kanayom Wanze, I'm sure, if he hasn't said it, I'm sure he's going to say it, because he and I have the same idea on it, is that African agriculture must be absolutely a business. You know, I mean, what are we going to do with poverty? There's no market for it. We're not going to be exporting poverty. The rural areas of Africa are full of poor people, and their income depends on what happens to agriculture. So when we make agriculture not just a way of life, but agriculture as a wealth-creating sector, then we can dynamize the rural economy, we can create jobs, we can have inclusive growth, we can actually turn all those rural areas that we see today from zones of economic misery to new zones of economic prosperity. But that must start with getting agriculture done as a business. The second thing I want to say is that I'm glad the Minister of Finance is here from Sierra Leone. For me, it makes absolutely no sense at all. But Africa is spending $35 billion a year importing food. No sense at all. If we do nothing, that's going to rise to $110 billion by 2025. And so, why will we be doing something like that? It's not good for us in terms of general macroeconomy. It's not good for us in terms of the expenditures that we are using. So fiscal imbalance is going to be rising simply because we are importing what we should be exporting. We are exporting jobs, we are decimating our rural areas. And so I'm glad that Minister of Finance is here, and I wish many of you will be here. It's that the point is, agriculture and how we deal with it as a business is fundamental to macroeconomic and fiscal stabilization of African economies. So agriculture is not just that thing to be left with the Minister of Agriculture. Absolutely not. You know, if you're spending $35 billion importing food, obviously if you can produce that food, I mean, as the chairman also said, reduce the post-harvest losses and make sure that you add value to it, then you keep the wealth here. So that's my second point. The third point I want to really make is with regard to the fact that things are really changing. I want to thank African Union. I want to thank also CADA for a lot of efforts that have gone into building political momentum behind the agricultural sector. But I just want us to be clear that what type of agriculture sector are we talking about? We should be talking about agriculture as a business. We shouldn't be afraid of wealth at all. In every city, you have small business buildings, small and medium-sized buildings, tall buildings, you know, in every, you know, skyline. And so we have smallholder farmers, medium-scale farmers, large-scale farmers. Africa needs all of that. So we shouldn't just simply fool ourselves and think we need only one. We must optimize across that. That's very, very important. Now, to your point in terms of what we are doing with the African Development Bank, given the context that I have laid out, we at the bank have decided as one of our top five priorities of the bank is to feed Africa. Sitting here is Gigi Ojukwu, is the Director of Agriculture for the bank. He can answer all the more complicated questions later. But what exactly are we trying to do? First is that we want to do basically four things. First is to work to ensure that we eliminate extreme poverty. And extreme poverty actually comes from the rural area which depends on agriculture. Second is to eliminate undernutrition, malnutrition completely. You know, if you look at Africa today, Simeon, you have a situation of 58 million kids that are stunted. And stunted economies today means stunted economies, I mean, stunted kids today means stunted economies tomorrow. And the impact on African economy is going to be massive. And so we really have to make sure that we invest in what I call gray matter infrastructure, which is make sure that kids are well nourished. And as the minister was saying from Rwanda, what they are doing, one cow milk thing, it's very, very important for that. The third area is to make sure that we actually turn Africa away from being a net food importing region into a net food exporting region, given the context I've said about the resource profile that Africa has. And finally, is that how many of you, can I see by a show of hands, how many of you like chocolate? Right. Okay, good. Everybody loves chocolate, right? But today, Africa is exporting 65-70% of the global raw cocoa. But we account for only 2% of the global supply of chocolates. And that market is $100 billion a year. And so Africa simply is not getting wealth out of what it has because others are processing and adding value to it. I remember when I went to Belgium, I bought a pack of chocolates from one store, and it was written on it, we've been in business since 1863. And the guy was so great about this, and he said, don't you like our chocolatry? I said, yes, it was established in 1863, but this tells me that Africa has been doing a dumb thing since 1863. We should be adding value to the chocolates. And so the bank is going to invest, over the next 10 years, $24 billion in the agriculture sector. We will focus on the following areas. First is focus on infrastructure. Infrastructure is fundamental, rural infrastructure. Agricultural corridors are going to play a big role. Staple crop processing zones, where you can actually get the private sector into rural economy, will play a big role. Finance, the risk in the financial markets to lend more to the agriculture sector. My sister here is here from Agnes from Agra. I used to work for Agra, and when I was there with Dr. Kanayo Nwanze, we did a lot of work with banks here in Kenya to accelerate lending to the agriculture sector. So that is one area that we think it's very important. The third area that I think it's very important for us to look at is technologies. And Goyemi here from Farah and all the CGI out here, we have something called Technologies for African Agricultural Transformation, where the bank is going to invest with our partners $800 million to take the technologies that we know off the shelf. I know the power of technology. As a Minister of Agriculture in Nigeria, we basically took the Nerica rice varieties with Dr. Nwanze and I, others have worked on for many years, and we took it to farmers. And we reached 6 million farmers in 3 years. And we were able to raise rice production by almost, literally, almost 7 million tons produced and so on. So we can do a lot with this, I think. And whether it is livestock, whether it's fishery, whether it's IPM technologies, whatever it is, let's take it off the shelf and get to farmers at scale. I think the issue of climate risk, how we address it, is going to be important. I know other panelists will say about it. But 2 points I just want to say is there is no reason why the climate, the Green Climate Fund that is sitting out there, the Global Environment Facility is there, but Africa is bleeding today from climate change. Kenya to South Africa, everywhere, you have a lot of drought today from El Nino effects. And so we must really focus, we will focus, on supporting the Africa risk capacity, focus on crop insurance, livestock insurance, that are fundamental to how you do this. And 2 points I just want to close with is partnerships. Right here in this panel, and I'm sure many of you that are out here, are the great partners to make this happen. It's going to take absolutely more than the African Development Bank. You know, look at what IFAD is doing with smallholder agriculture, FAO in terms of the technical support that they bring to a lot of things, research from the USAID in terms of their work on feed the future that they have. but also with NEPA and so on. We've got to build a platform for action, and with, of course, Agra. And in another few days, we'll be all here for the Africa Food Prize. So I think it's a time for me as somebody who has worked in agriculture. I feel excited that we are turning the corner, getting it right, agriculture as a business. And so if we do all of that, I believe that we'll be able to also help to move Africa to the top of the global value chains in what it produces, like cocoa, coffee, tea, and so on. These are all very important. So these are the things that we want to do as African Development Bank. And my guys know, because I am president of the bank and I am from agriculture, they know that agriculture is not going to be a lip service at the African Development Bank. So thank you.